This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So, you know, James, we have an interesting subject to talk about today.
You know, Robbie, I agree.
James, have you ever noticed how some people say you know a lot, you know?
You know, you're right.
We're just saying that a lot to make a point. Sometimes, especially me, unfortunately, we use that phrase, you know, out of habit, and it doesn't really mean very much, but there's a time when we can use it. And in those times, it means a great deal.
That's right. And it can actually be one of the most meaning-filled ways to pray. So, this way, have you ever tried to express something real important, but you couldn't get the words out? You're trying to describe something that happened, or maybe you were just trying to tell someone you love them, but no matter how hard you tried to say it, your words just failed you. They seem so inadequate.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time as someone who talks on the radio for a living, right? I mean, sometimes you just can't get the words to come out right.
Yes, even though you have wonderful gifts in that area, Robbie, and it's so important with prayer because we need to know that God doesn't insist that we get the words just right when we come to Him. He's not listening for perfect grammar or just the right sequence of thought or the right theological perspective on something. He just wants us to come to Him because He loves us and welcomes us as His children. We've said it before, but it bears repeating. What kind of a father would insist that we get the words just right before we can even talk to Him? God isn't like that at all, and I'm so glad He's not.
Wow. Yeah, so me too. Well, James, you know, so let's talk about that. I mean, what does that look like when we pray?
Okay, and maybe we are saying that a lot, but there, again, it's kind of a device here. But think about what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, that our Heavenly Father knows what we need before we ask Him. So that means that we don't have to spend a lot of time describing things to Him. He already knows, but He also wants us to pour out our hearts to Him. So you might think about a time that you were so upset about something that you didn't know how to pray. Maybe you felt all prayed out, and you were wondering if you were asking wrong and praying the wrong way. And this is where we come to the end of words, if you will. And we pray our emotions in the moment and every thought and everything that's in us, and we just take it and we give it all to God. And often it sounds like, Lord, you know. That's a great way to pray, to just take all of that and here it is, Lord. You know exactly what I need. You know exactly what I'm going through. And usually when we pray this way, it's a cry for help.
Oh, yeah. So is there any scripture that comes to mind when you think of praying that way?
Absolutely. One of the best examples, I think, is Psalm 139. When David prays, Lord, you've searched me and know me. Know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out, my learning, and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a thought is on my tongue, you know it completely. So, you know, the same thoughts repeated again and again. And then David adds this thought in verse 6. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too lofty for me to attain. It's an amazing psalm in so many ways. But when you get down to verse 19, he cries out to God for help against the wicked. So again, there it is. It's another cry for help situation.
So I guess you could say the whole thing is a, you know, prayer.
It really is. It really is. And given the strength of the emotion in it, it looks like David is in distress when he prays it. So again, this is a great way to pray when we're really struggling and aren't quite sure what to ask for.
Oh, that's so true, right? The parents of prodigals come to mind here.
Yeah, that's a great example, because, you know, so many times, and there I go again, you pray and you pray and you pray and nothing seems to change. And when you pray, you know, Lord, you can give him everything that's on your heart and ask for the help that you really don't know how to ask for with words. We've talked about praying from the heart recently, and that's what this is about. We can pray not only in stressful situations, but maybe you're physically sick or you're just unable to put a sentence together. Maybe you're exhausted, but you wake up in the middle of the night and you know you need to pray. So, Lord, you know, is a great way to pray at times like that.
But it's also, you know, not an excuse for not really engaging God either.
I'm glad you bring that up, because that's exactly right. Usually praying, Lord, you know, is just continuing a longer conversation with God that you've already been having. It's not an excuse for being lazy with words or in our prayers, you know, just to get them over with quickly. It's just picking up where you left off, continuing the conversation on something that matters deeply.
Yeah, one of the things I really appreciate about this, really, is how it emphasizes God's closeness and his tenderness.
Yes, and we saw that in Psalm 139, and it can be so comforting to pray this way. Just think about the person who's grieving the loss of a loved one, or, you know, they're just emotionally worn down. Sometimes people can shut God out at a time like that, but just availing yourself of this simple prayer is a way of casting your cares on him. And it's also an affirmation that he really does care.
Yeah, I mean, you know, often, you know, what I do is, you know, I love that verse that talks about the Spirit groans with utterances that are too deep for words. And so it's actually quite common for me to go, okay, Lord, I know you know better than I what I need in this situation or what needs to happen in this situation. So, you know, groan for me, you know, whatever that is. I really love that.
That's a whole aspect of this as well. So, you know, Robbie, I really enjoyed this talk with you today.
You know, I did too, James. So I guess I better close this in prayer. So, Lord, you really do know what's on all our hearts, all those listening right now, those things that really stick out that mean so much to us. Lord, you do know. Lord, teach us to pray. Give us words, but more than that, give us a heart that reaches and yearns for you in the night, like James talked about, and tears for how we really feel. That we know fall on loving ears. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.